But we're going to go straight to an important race now. We can bring you live from the grassy knoll at the Global Meltdown Derby.
Time for the jockeys' nerves to set in. They're on their starters' orders. Tsunami waves of fear engulf the market and they're off. Wave of panic hits, further fragilities predicted, crisis strikes, sandy shore making a pretty good start. Sublime, sublime mortgage looking shaky as they come around the first bend. Downright greed from harbouring of war. Fivers down the long, torturous, blood-soaked road, loading and fair in Wall Street, following short selling, ninja loans, derivatives, stifling, suffocating sorrow and inner sanctum running well. High rollers rolling in the bankers gambling bonanza as worldwide famine running good on the inside. James Dane and Bear Stearns looking beleaguered, economic breakdown. Hedge funds to followers of Beaches Brook, also a follower to FTSE. Worst faults is 9/11. Recession fears spark global share collapse, charging down the field. Blue Mondays followed by Black Wednesdays on from Black Fridays, wiping 77 billion off cities. Blue stocks come to the next fence, with boxer Joe Lewis blowing $1 billion on the day. Credit crunching gowls haunting global market, betting shares collapsing to obscure corners. Financial zombies are surfacing. Another takeover, a lot of turbulence, indiscriminate movement in the middle of the field. Head honchos of Merrill Lynch, Citigroup, Swiss UBS are well out of the race to complete global meltdown. The market's needing more money. Federal Reserve rescue battle for resolution as the Trump Canal turn. Wild durations in Wall Street and Singapore Joe. Singapore Joe injects $5 billion into Merrill. China makes flexes growing financial muscle. Snaps up 12% of Rio Tinto and Dawn raid. Sisyphus the leader. Sisyphus the Puss pushes Northern Rock uphill for eternity. Olympic torch being pushed out of the race. Billions borrowed. Downright greed charging up the hill from excess corporate tax exemptions. A lot of money buried in tax havens. The drama surrounding big bank bailout unfolding. Debt rising. Greedy speculators spreading scandalously false rumours. Pirate Captain JP Morgan to the rescue train by user of Blair, warmongering peace envoy for the Middle East. Further back, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac and AIG, toxic assets followed by economic slowdown on from consumer credit with price of commodities, oil, rice, copper and wheat went to an all-time high, had dramatic effect as we face a deceleration. On from emergency stop, had been travelling at too formidable a pace, now it's shell-shocked. ExxonMobil announced record profits riding roughshod. H-Boss banks trying to claw their way back from the brink on from global warming running a fast race. Gaia can't take much more. Amazonian forests and other followers that come to the open ditch. Kevin King pumping more into the financial system, ensuring banks can't be brought down by heavy going. Right there in the centre is liquidity crisis, heading for the chair. Frank Lloyd fairing new discrepancy to system. Rogue traders have been jumping well in the middle of the field. Car industry's big tree on the road to ruin. Global warming with sublime. Tens of thousands of homes to be repossessed. Unemployment rising rapidly. Recession followed by depression, pushed hard by Bush Boy. Apocalyptic rider with two left to jump. It's Bush Boy to follow, with Barack Obama looking strong, promising more troops to Afghanistan. Now a select committee taking up the running, putting the pressure on dynamic disgraces. Gracias to whistleblower overtakes fastest chief. Dodgy dealing and using too much whip on from our boss. Flashless Gordon Sertetti looking stunned on the rails. Gracias to Amron, another Russian oligarch. Defaulting. Gangrene dinosaurs of world banking gout ridden on their knees with all around profound apologies and more backslapping and backstabbing. Still demanding big, mega big bonuses as economy is careening to disaster. Politicians blowing thousands on expenses. Still sitting on many corporate boards as we come to the final fence. Taxpayer left holding banksters illegitimate baby as peripheral countries face famine after years of debt servicing and debt peonage. Harbinger for jumping well is still global warming ahead of worldwide famine on the home straight. Worldwide famine overtaken by downright greed with two farms from home. Global warming is thundering strong on the inside from downright greed. And as we come across the line is global warming ahead of downright greed followed by worldwide famine. Then comes harbinger of war with great cheers from the crowd for the outsider. Global warming.
Okay, you've been listening to the Global Meltdown Derby performed by Grassy Knoll, an Irish poet living in London, who we hope to catch up with at the end of the programme when he's managed to catch his... And just to say, references for this week's programme and to listen again, go to climateradio.org. And thanks for listening.